Hosted on dimlywit.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
This is a mini because it's shameful. I'm hoping it's only on Patreon. What did I text you? What did I ask you today before you came here?
Are you allergic to cats?
And she just said, I'm not even going to ask why.
I said, yes, as long as I don't touch them, I'm fine. If they're like in the house, it's okay. And she goes, you're not going to wonder why. And I'm like, I mean, there's nothing normal about you. So I'm assuming that you having a cat, something's up, but I'm not worried about why.
So I'm taking the baby for a walk around the lake, and I see these two boys. This is the craziest fucking story. And
I'm probably not going to believe it.
These two boys are just chilling, like, in the street, and they got a cat with them. And I'm like, I go to my sister, and I go, that's the coolest cat ever. It's just, like, chilling. Like, that's so weird. So,
and what color is it?
Black.
Looks like a Halloween story.
Yeah, exactly. I was
like Salem.
This is getting spooky. Mm. So I'm like, hey, boys, I like your cat. Because I'm fucking weird.
Because you're weird. And they'd be like, Mom, I'm scared. Come get me.
Oh, it gets better. So they're like, thanks. It's not our cat. I'm like, cool. Whose cat is it? And they're like, we don't know. We're trying to find out. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Whatever. So my sister-in-law and I keep going on our walk. And like 45 minutes later, we come back. And the boys are a little further down the street, and there's the fucking cat chilling. Mm-hmm. I'm like, guys, what's going on? They're like, we rang every block, like every house on the block, and we can't find whose cat this is. And I look at this cat. I'm like, this cat's not going to make it through the night. It's sitting in the street, like, mellow as fuck. The boys would just pick it up, bring it a few, like, to the houses, and it would just sit with them. And I'm like, fuck. I go to my sister-in-law. I'm like, we got to take this cat. It's going to, like, it's little. It's baby. I pet it. Hers, but it's like bones.
Aww.
And I'm like, fuck, what am I gonna do? Because we all know Beetlejuice is
an animal
terror,
savage.
And it's not that he like doesn't like cats, he likes them too much.
Oh, he just wants to like, let me hug you and kiss you. Yeah, he's so fluffy.
So I'm like, fuck. So I take this cat and I'm like, all right, let's set it up in the garage. I give it water, immediately starts like chugging. Anyway, let me introduce you to Ouija. Hold on.
Ouija.
So
I just want you noted, Ouija.
Ouija.
She's gonna get it. Oh. I can't.
Beautiful. Oh, I'm a cat mama now.
Hey, Ouija.
Who came up with this name?
Well, I'm like, it's a black cat on Halloween.
Like, so you didn't think Jinx?
I said Ouija
or
board.
Salem. Ouija board.
Yeah, but that's
trying to
cute.
Summon the demons.
Can you hear her?
Girl. How do you know it's a girl?
You, Ouija. So
do cats have balls?
Yeah. So I looked for them. Can you put my headphones on?
Sure.
Are those your ears?
Yeah. So I actually
hey, look, Ouija. Say hi.
If you're watching,
it's a very well-mannered cat. We've had her in the studio like the whole time, and I haven't heard a fucking peep.
I mean,
but
I've had cats my whole life growing up. I was never able to pick one up and have it fucking chill like this.
Oh my god, my hair keeps.
And if you're watching on video, you could see Ouija. Ouija's just the sweetest baby, right, Ouija? So I'm like, fuck, I gotta go to the vet. Oh my god, it's purring so loud. So
I'm allergic to cats, but
we go to the vet and. It was like a fucking dinosaur, by the way. This guy was like 100. He had two canes to walk, and I'm 90% sure they were made out of animal bones. But anyway, Ouija, they think, is like 4 or 5, just a little petite girl. It's a girl. She weighs 6 pounds. She's so little. And this cat was amazing. This doctor was cutting her nails and...
She's probably just loving the attention.
Yeah,
honestly.
She was.
She's like, I was by my damn self. Anybody show me any type of attention, I'm there for.
So we're trying to plumpen her up. It's a girl. She has a broken tail. If you would pet her.
No.
She's a medium haired cat. So she's like fluffy. Like she's got hair sticking out her toes and her ears. But her tail's got like a bing. And I knew it. I'm like, her tail's fucked up. It was broken. Poor baby.
But yeah, how do you break a tail? I thought a tail was just like cartilage.
Like, if this cat was in someone's home, it could have been slammed in a door or something like that.
Oh, my
that.
God. It definitely ran. Like, you're her, like, adopted mother.
I love this fucking cat. Wait. Oh, hi. So, here's the creepiest part of the story. So, the boys were so sad that we're helping this cat. They go, can we say goodbye? And I'm like, of course. And they had their phone because they had been calling their mom. And they're like, our mom said we have to leave her. I know, Weege. Okay. So, I'm like, here, guys. If you find whose cat this is, I live around the corner. You know, call me. So I put my
call
number.
Call me.
I put my number in their phone.
What is cat lady?
Ew!
You are the creepiest human. What's wrong with you? These moms are definitely putting you on the registry, by the way.
I know. And my sister was like, don't you kind of want to like let the boys know the cat's okay? And I'm like, yes, but I also don't want like the police in my house.
Your husband is the police. This is even getting worse. Pretty sure this is super frowned upon.
I was very, very concerned that...
I don't blame you.
I was putting my number in too low. Like, even looking around, I'm like, this is weird. But I said, like, if you end up finding whose cat this is, like, I have her. But so far, nothing. There's no posters. They really did go door to door. I watched them down the whole block. So, yeah, so I don't know what to do. I love this cat. She's a sweetheart. But so I live on a ranch, right? So the top floor is, like, Beetlejuice's. And this bottom
and the
floor
entire
is
entire bottom floor is literally, he has his own, she has her own apartment.
Yeah. And the thing is, she hasn't tried. There's no, like, door. She hasn't tried to go upstairs at all.
No, but the best thing is, like, she's not, like, all of your, like, movies and DVDs and, like, collectibles are down here. Like, she hasn't tried to scratch something. Like, it's crazy.
Like,
I don't know.
She's going right back to her bed.
She said, she's a very well-behaved cat.
I'm
going to
die on this bed. I'm going
to
live and
die. She's like, this is it. This is it. This is the tits compared to outside.
This is tits, yeah. So, it's fucking nuts.
I mean, not one, liking cats in general, and then two, being allergic to them, like, well-behaved cat.
Right?
Well-behaved cat. And a really pretty cat.
I'm like, Denny, what are we going to do? It's literally a Beetlejuice cat. It's a black cat.
What's wrong with you people? First of all, your kids' names are Beetlejuice and
Ouija
board. And then they're both black.
So we went to this new vet who, like, helps people that take in strays, which, by the way, is so nice, because, like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why should I keep a cat? It's going to cost me a fucking $500 at the vet. But anyway, so he doesn't know me. So I was like talking about Beetlejuice and he goes, I'm assuming Beetlejuice isn't your husband. I said, no.
Sometimes.
Yeah. That's my fucking animal.
My dog. Yeah. This is why I'm a huge supporter of naming dogs after humans. Like my dogs were Mia and Giovanni. And like whenever I'd be like, oh, Gio's
funny.
Acting up again, they'd assume it was my husband. And I just let them think it because I was like, imagine I'd be like, oh, Ruff Ruff is acting up again. Like it's just so
Ruff,
weird.
Ruff.
I like really love human names for animals.
And I apparently love the dumbest names you can
You
find.
Love like inanimate objects.
Yeah, we literally get to the vet and then you have to, because of COVID, you have to wait outside. And then the vet tech comes to the door and she's like, we're ready for Ouija now. And I'm like, okay, cool.
It's so weird. It's more weird when they come to the door and they're like, we're here for Giovanni DeMarco. And I'm like, oh, that's me. Thank you. We're here for Ouija Calcione.
Ouija Calcione. Ouija board Calcione.
Beetlejuice Calcione. You're up.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, put your cross-eyed back in your head.
I can't. It's so funny. This is just why I love
So, like,
humans.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I, like, legit, like, I know, like, I have a friend that works at an animal shelter. Yeah. I know I can get a good home, but this cat just is so sweet, and
I know you're going to keep it. Don't fucking lie to me. You're going to keep the cat.
And, like...
Denny loves, like, cats, too, so whatever.
The baby... Oh. I'll play for you really quick, though.
The baby what?
She now knows meow, which sounds, like, super cute until we're in the grocery store, and people are like, hi, baby, and she's like, meow, meow. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, why me?
She's so fittingly your daughter. It's so
funny. Yes, yes. Are ready for this? This is her play meowing.
It. I'm here for it.
She also, because she's used to Beat, who's like 30 pounds of muscle, like smacking
him. She calls Bobo, so I can't wait to hear what the new name for Wee Wee is. It's going to be Wee Wee and Bobo. It's going to be some creepy shit in this house.
Meow.
I love it.
Meow.
Look at the face.
Oh, my God. She gives... Oh, my God. She's so delicious. Oh. Oh, my God. She just hit the cat, and the cat did nothing.
I'll play it for you guys. Hold on.
So
and then,
boom. Boom.
Whack. And Ouija, being the angel baby, doesn't flinch.
No, she's a good cat, I have to say.
Mike, I had cats growing up. They would have hid in the garage and never came out. Never want to find them again.
You know what? I think because she was a street cat maybe for a little bit, and she was used to not getting the nicest treatment. So a baby giving her one little tap, not a big deal.
Love tap.
Love tap, if you will.
So yeah, I just had to update you guys that my That's family really cute, has though. Grown by one more black animal.
There you go.
There you go.
That's been this week's tea. Some good pussy.
I hope they caught that. Some good
That's some
pussy.
Good pussy over there. Some good pussy you got in that house.
Oh, they're like, yo, I just banged a Ouija board. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's
that
see.
That demon time.
Demon.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm hoping that, yeah, the end of 2022 would be fucking perfect because you'd have the whole year to find yourself again and really, like, you know what I mean? Your true self come out. And I just think, Ouija, shut the fuck up.
This cat, I can't. Ugh.
Wait, can I just tell you? So quick, the Ouija.
Insert break.
The Ouija episode. You guys heard the Ouija episode, right? So I hear upstairs, Jessica. And I'm like, what the fuck is she doing downstairs? Like, she sounds like she's in fear. So I come downstairs. She's nowhere to be found. And I'm like, Tracy, she's locked herself in the bathroom. And Ouija, my 6-pound broken tail orphaned kitten, is outside the door, like, doing purrs.
Basically clawing the door down.
Clawing the door. She's hiding from the fucking cat, Alan. Mode.
It went like, you know how the cat's shoulders go like this when they walk to you? Like, I came down and it was just like loudly purring at me doing that. And I'm like, I'm about to be prey.
Purring?
Purring, yes, but like aggressively loud and like coming at me. And I'm like, bro, I'm mortified of cats, terrified. And then it like tried to like peek its little head into the door. And I was like, nope.
Alan, this cat. My daughter takes the remote control and bashes it on the head, and it literally sits there and purrs.
She's not acting like that now because you're here. Look, she's ignoring me completely.
She
loves
people.
I thought she was gonna bite me.
She's the friendliest thing. My daughter pulls on her tail. We're teaching her to do nice.
No, I know, but I'm like terrified of cats. So instantly I thought, oh my God, no one is down here. This cat's gonna fucking bite me.
Hiding.
I was hiding in the bathroom.
Our big, tough Tracy hiding. From a little baby.
Cats and rats, my friends. That's all I'm scared of.
Cats and rats.
That's it.
I hope Ouija changes your mind. Look at her. She does have a very regal walk.
It's like attack in the wild. It's very much giving me zoology
she's
vibes.
She's so beautiful. She's got like medium long fur. Like
no, she's a pretty cat.
She's actually like a...
She literally looks like me when I have black hair. Though.
Like somebody paid for this fucking cat and abandoned it.
clearly she looks like me when I have black hair. This is what this cat looks like. I am not fucking kidding you. This green eyes, bright green eyes, and fucking black hair. I'm not kidding.
Fucking Tracy. Okay, sorry.
No, but I'm telling you, like, I have like a fucking fear of them. I feel like they think I'm like one of them.
They like you. Animals like you.
And they look like me. Like, we're not fam.
You're gonna try to be nice to Ouija?
No, I was nice to her. I'm good now.
No. Later, you have to snuggle her a little bit.
Oh, this is now turned into a Fear Factor episode, but sure.
Listen to me. My husband was not entertaining this cat, and now every night I get pictures. He comes in the basement to watch football, and they snuggle. It's really sweet.
Okay, I'll try.
That's how she wins people over. She's a one special pussy.
Same.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.